Coming up on Locked On Dodgers, there was no Dodger game for the second straight day, but there was some action in the WBC that affects the Dodgers, and one big development in the WBC that doesn't specifically affect the Dodgers, but does have a lot of bearing on teams like the Dodgers and just kind of the wisdom of the WBC in general. So we're going to talk all about that. That's what's on tap. So let's get Locked On Dodgers.
You are Locked On Dodgers. Your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Dodger fans, this is Locked On Dodgers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every weekday morning. Remember, this show is free and available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube simply by searching for Locked On Dodgers. Or even better, go ahead and subscribe wherever you're watching and listening right now, and then you will never miss a day because you know we're not going to. If this is your first time with us, I am Jeff Snyder. My co-host is Vince Samperio. We are doing a split episode today, so I will be here for the first half. Vince will be here for the second half. Vince and I are both lifelong Dodger fans, just like you are. We've also both spent time covering the Dodgers in the press box and the locker room. So we're not quite insiders, but we bring you the smart fans perspective on our boys in blue every weekday morning. And with that said, the Dodgers got rained out on Wednesday. Dodgers got rained out. They were supposed to play the Rockies, I believe. And more importantly, it was supposed to be Clayton Kershaw Day. But I'm going to talk more about that in the second segment of this episode about ramifications on Kershaw Day. But because the Dodgers got rained out, that's two straight days without a Dodger game. But that did mean that I was free to just watch the WBC all day. And so that's what I did. It was a lot of fun. Mexico beat Canada to advance to the next round, meaning that I was feeling a little bit bad yesterday after yesterday's episode that I totally downplayed Canada's chances of advancing in the WBC. If they had beat Mexico, they would have advanced. And yesterday I made it sound like there was no chance. And like I knew Canada would advance if they beat Mexico. I just didn't see that happening because Mexico is a much better team. And that's what we ended up seeing on Wednesday. Mexico was a much better team and they pounded Canada. But as a Dodger fan, I of all people should be aware that the best team doesn't always win, especially when the games are important. So I guess I apologize to Canada for saying something that ended up being correct. I didn't feel that bad because I really did think Mexico was going to win. They did, which means Freddie Freeman's WBC is officially over. A little update on him. The Dodgers, Roberts and Freeman both said that the hamstring issue is nothing serious. Opening day is not in jeopardy. It's going to be a day-to-day thing. We don't know when Freddie will be back in the lineup for the Dodgers, but opening day not in jeopardy, theoretically at least. And that's kind of what I said I hope was the case yesterday. I hoped it was just precautionary that they were taking him out. And that's basically what it was. He felt a little something, and he didn't want to risk doing something more serious, recognizing that his games for the Dodgers are the most important thing. And that kind of brings up what I wanted to talk about with regards to the World Baseball Classic, because unfortunately the other big game, so Canada and Mexico had a winner advances, loser goes home game. So did the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. Dominican Republic was one of the favorites to win the whole tournament, and they lost to Puerto Rico. And Edwin Diaz came in and got the save, struck out all three batters he faced in the ninth inning. It was a beautiful moment for Puerto Rico, for everybody, until about 10 seconds after the game was over, when Edwin Diaz crumpled to the ground with a knee injury. And I haven't yet seen a replay that really shows what happened. I assume that he stepped weird on a teammate's foot, maybe. They weren't even celebrating really crazily. Like, they were excited. They were in a huddle, but it wasn't nearly the craziest celebration you've seen for a team winning in a big game in a tournament and advancing. But somehow he got hurt, and it looked bad. They were carrying him off, and then he tried to walk off. He didn't want to be carried off, but he couldn't put any weight on his knee. And so they ended up putting him in a wheelchair to wheel him back to the clubhouse. And it was it was just heartbreaking seeing what should have been a really happy moment for Puerto Rico, for Diaz, was just heartbreaking. His brother, Alexis Diaz, who's also on the team, was in tears, just sobbing on the field. He was one of the ones closest to Edwin. I wonder if he, like, if it was him that he accidentally got stepped on or something. I couldn't tell if it was just concern for his brother or feeling bad that he had accidentally hurt his brother. And I don't want to speculate on that. I'm not saying that's what happened, that, you know, but it was really sad to see. And, you know, I saw some people saying, you know, that it's terrible that he got hurt in a game that was meaningless. And Vince is, I think, going to have some thoughts on that. Vince is actually in Arizona. He's going to be traveling to Miami, I think, today to keep watching the World Baseball Classic. And Vince obviously is rooting for Mexico, and Vince has thoughts on the word meaningless in regards to the WBC. And you know, for me, it's just the meaningless part was that the game was over. It's not like Diaz got hurt playing baseball. You know, Freddie Freeman at least tweaked his hamstring playing baseball. Gavin Lux tore his ACL playing baseball. Injuries can happen anywhere, but to have it be such a fluke, for me, it's not anything about the WBC, because a fluke injury can happen anywhere. You know, there's been guys who, I mean, Fernando Tatis crashed a dirt bike. There's been guys who cut, you know, got severe cuts making dinner and had to have surgery. There's been guys who've slipped and fallen in the shower and torn muscles. You know, anything can happen, a fluke injury. I guess the only thing that maybe you could blame the WBC for this is normally on March 15th, teams aren't going to be jumping around celebrating because games don't matter yet. And so playing games that matter at this point, but you know, it's a fluke, and flukes are flukes and could have happened anywhere. It really is a bummer for the Mets, for Edwin Diaz. You know, the Mets spent a lot of money on Diaz this offseason to retain his services. And, you know, the Mets announced that Diaz will undergo imaging on Thursday. So we don't know, but I mean, it's hard to imagine it not being a season ending injury, just how bad it was. But we'll see. You know, maybe it wasn't as bad. But, you know, last time I said maybe it wasn't as bad as it looked, I was talking about Gavin Lux, and I didn't really believe it when I said it, and it turned out to not be true, and that's kind of how I feel right now. But, you know, having Freddie Freeman get hurt in the WBC, Edwin Diaz get hurt in the WBC, for me, it doesn't change the WBC, the value of it, the wisdom of holding it at this point. You know, I wish there was a better time to hold the World Baseball Classic. I think it was Max Scherzer said that they should do it during the season, which would be a different logistical issue. They'd have to like cut into the season and, you know, maybe play fewer games that season, because this thing takes 2 weeks and there aren't 2 weeks during the season available. And starting the season 2 weeks earlier, you'd run into the same issues. Going 2 weeks later would be fine if it was the Dodgers and a domed team in the World Series every year, but chances are it won't be the Dodgers and a domed team every year in the World Series. And so you don't want to go into mid-November for the World Series. So, and doing it after the season would be smarter in a lot of ways. But at that point, like right now, one of the benefits, the perks of the WBC is baseball hungry people like us who've had a long off season are ready for meaningful baseball. And so it's fun. We'd have baseball fatigue if they were playing this in November, and it wouldn't have nearly the draw and the impact that it does. There is no good answer for when to do it. So if they're going to do it, I mean, this is as good a time as any. And I think there's a lot of value in doing it. You have a lot of fans who are really, really into this. A lot of fans from other countries or that root for other countries getting into it. It's expanding the global reach of the game, and it's baseball. So I think it's a great thing. And it's really unfortunate that Edwin Diaz got hurt. It's unfortunate that Freddie Freeman got hurt, but I don't think that either of those is a referendum on the WBC as a whole. And hopefully they can get through the rest of the tournament without anybody else getting hurt. I'm going to come back in a minute. I'm going to talk about Clayton Kershaw not getting to pitch on Wednesday and what that might mean for opening day. So thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every weekday morning. And please keep it Locked On Dodgers. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. The midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scorers and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. So don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/LockedOn. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, I am back. I want to thank you again for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen every weekday morning. If you're watching on YouTube, we'd love to hear your thoughts in the comment section. If you're listening on the podcast, we'd love to hear from you through social media or email or whatever. Vince will give you all the contact info at the end, like we always do. But just quickly, I want to touch on Wednesday's rainout. Dodgers getting rained out. Normally, spring training game getting rained out isn't that big a deal, but it was Kershaw's day to start. And 5 days ago, when Kershaw started, I mentioned that the easy math of Kershaw being on an every fifth day schedule and him pitching on March 10th and opening day being on March 30th. And it just lined up perfectly for Kershaw to pitch on the 10th and the 15th and the 20th and the 25th and be in line to start on opening day. Now Kershaw's start has been pushed back to the 16th. One day doesn't seem like it would make that much of a difference, but one day when you're on an every five days schedule, that's almost as hard to say as Isaiah Kiner Falefa. But when you're on a tight schedule like that, it does mess with things. And so Kershaw pitching on the 16th now means he's not in line to pitch on the 30th unless they either cut out one of his spring starts and go longer time between the starts, or have him start game two instead of game one. And part of that depends on Julio and Julio. Vince, I think, is also going to talk a little bit about Julio. He will be starting for Team Mexico on Saturday. And, and that you could look at what that means, because Saturday will be the 18th. And so they could do Julio on a every 6 days schedule after that, get him one more spring start on like the 24th. And then he could start opening day and Kershaw could start game two. That's an option. They could just go with it, say, okay, well, if Kershaw can't do the opening day start, don't want to mess with Julio's schedule and go with, Dustin May or whoever, lines up to make that start. I was a little surprised. I thought the Dodgers might just have Kershaw do a simulated game, an indoor sim game or something to get built up, pitch on the 15th, Wednesday, even though the game got rained out, and just not do another spring start until the 20th. But apparently they, obviously they know a lot more than I do, and they value the in-game competition. Obviously part of what Kershaw's getting used to is the pitch clock and the other new rules. And so maybe they didn't want to cut out a start for him that way. But yeah, this could impact his ability to start on opening day, which is a bummer. And, not a huge bummer. It doesn't really matter. But Kershaw has the most opening day starts in Dodgers history. And as long as he's a Dodger, I want him, if he's a Dodger and healthy, I want him making the opening day start. And it looks like maybe that might be in jeopardy. I'm interested to see, I assume that media will ask Dave Roberts about that. Roberts hasn't announced an opening day starter anyway. It's not like we knew that it was going to be Kershaw anyway. I was speculating that it was going to be Kershaw. But I wouldn't be surprised if Dave Roberts gets some questions in the next day or two about opening day starter and how this affects Kershaw. But we will get to see Kershaw pitch today, Thursday. And that's good. I always love Kershaw Day. It's always a fun time. And that's something I miss all off season. And so we finally get our second Kershaw Day of the spring. That should be fun. And United States and Mexico have both advanced in the World Baseball Classic. So that's my team and Vince's team. Our friendly rivalry that with no stakes and one side caring a lot more about it than the other will continue. And Team USA will take on Venezuela. Team Mexico will take on whoever they're taking on. I can't remember who it would be. Puerto Rico, I think. So, it should be a fun WBC weekend, fun Kershaw day, and we'll have to see how all of this plays out as regards to the Dodgers. Last thing for me before I turn it over to Vince, I just want to tell you all, I released my first book yesterday. It is called Writing is Power. You can find it on Amazon. At the moment that I'm recording this, it's only available on Kindle, but the paperback version should be available any minute, possibly, probably even by the time you're listening to this, it'll be available in paperback. It is a book about basically writing skills for non-writers, how to harness the power of writing to be the best at whatever it is you do. It's called A Non-Writer's Guide to Harnessing the Power of Writing to Improve Your Life. And I hope you'll take a look at it if that sounds interesting to you. I actually wrote a lot of it with teenagers in mind, high school students, kind of getting a jump on their peers with regards to writing skills, because, and not in a grumpy old man way, but writing isn't as important these days for kids as it was when I was a kid. But a lot of times the professors and people doing the hiring and stuff are people a lot closer to my age for whom writing skills still are important. And so it's a way for teenagers to get a leg up. So if you have a teenager, I think this book would be really useful for them. A lot of baseball talk in it too, because it's me. So anyway, it's called Writing is Power. You can find it on Amazon. And like I said, Kindle is currently available. Paperback should be any minute now. That's going to do it for me. I'll turn it over to Vince now. So thanks for listening. And Vince will be along in a minute.
I'm excited by our new partner and sponsor of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Baseball GM. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an MLB GM and managing a professional franchise, then, well, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. If you're someone like me, playing video games, playing MLB The Show, when I did play video games back in the day, I wouldn't even really play the actual game. I'd be behind the scenes making trades, signing players, developing talent, that kind of stuff to kind of build up bad teams. Well, that's what you can do here. You can manage every aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You can hire coaches, staff, manage team finances, scout and draft players, manage difficult personalities, and get everything you need, or navigate your team through the entire season. All this in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Baseball GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go when you want, as you want. And right now, Locked On Dodgers listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo Locked On with all caps in the game store. So make sure to check it out. To download the game, just visit probaseballgn.com, scan the code here on the YouTube, or look it up in app stores. That's probaseballgn.com. Ultimate Baseball GM, start your dynasty today. All right, Dodger fans, Vince here to close out the episode. And yeah, as Jeff mentioned, you're going to get it. Just my thoughts on World Baseball Classic and the injuries, the injury to Edwin Diaz and, well, smaller injury to Freddie Freeman, and then talk about Julio's next start and kind of what was said about that. And, it's, you know, obviously injuries suck in general, no matter what. You're always, you know, first and foremost, this goes, you know, prayers, positivity, whatever you believe in to Edwin Diaz. And hopefully we get news today that it's not something that's season ending, but, you know, realistically, if you can't put weight on your leg, and you know, some of the reactions from some of the Puerto Rico players, it doesn't bode well for Edwin Diaz, but we'll see what happens there. So, you know, that's where we kick off. But, you know, number two, it automatically instantly became an indictment on the World Baseball Classic. And, you know, I saw the word like meaningless or things like that a lot, like, oh, all this happened in a meaningless game or a meaningless tournament or whatever the case is. And while personally, it might be meaningless to you, that doesn't make it meaningless in general. If you've seen any game in the World Baseball Classic so far and all the emotions that go on with it, and, you know, seeing all these teams win their first World Baseball Classic game, you know, Great Britain, Czech Republic, you know, got teams like that, these games matter to them, and these games There was a video put out, I think, by the World Baseball Classic social media team, where they asked some guys from the Dominican, a World Series or World Baseball Classic, and it wasn't a resounding World Series answer. It was, you know, either a mixed bag, or, you know, or they would at least acknowledge the fact that playing for their country and the pride they have for playing for their country outweighs maybe playing for their major league team. And I understand the fact of, well, the World Baseball Classic isn't the one, you know, paying their salary or paying, you know, making them, you know, rich or whatever the case is. And yeah, I do understand that. And in the grand scheme of that specifically, okay, meaningless, but again, meaningless to you, you know. And it's just interesting how, you know, obviously the World Baseball Classic is nowhere near, not even in the same stratosphere as the World Cup. And, you know, I'm sure guys have gotten hurt in the World Cup before, but what I could kind of think of, and even then, this is not the same, is in the offseason, you see these NBA players go play, you know, at the Drew League or, you know, Rucker Park or some of these places, and they play pickup games, and they're like, oh my God, this is so cool, and, you know, all this other stuff. And it is, but, you know, technically those games are meaningless. They're just pickup games for fun. But and even then, we've seen guys get heated or seen guys show emotion in these games, and because these guys love playing whatever sport they play. So while, you know, insignificant, like, you know, playing in Drew League or pickup games, more meaningless. World Baseball Classic, you're playing for your country. You're playing for, you know, a trophy, if that's what you believe for. But it's more about, you know, the country and the pride you have. And I mean, all you have to do is just watch that Puerto Rico-Dominican game, and you can see the crowd, you can see the players, you can see everybody's into it. And that's that whole Miami pool, even Team Nicaragua, who went 0-4, they had a huge contingency of fans there going crazy. And, you know, it means something to them. It means something to the players. And, yeah, it sucks that Edwin Diaz got hurt, but it's not an indictment on the World Baseball Classic. And it's tough because they're MLB's the big money making machine. So it's never gonna, World Baseball Classic is never going to affect the regular MLB regular season in the sense of, you know, a 2 week or 2 or 3 week pause in the middle of the season, or a delay to the season, or, you know, something like that. Where like World Cup, there's a break in literally all soccer play for these guys to play the World Cup. And obviously the World Cup, like I said, much bigger stage, much bigger. That makes a lot of money for soccer in general and everything else. So, and I don't think the World Baseball Classic can really ever get that big. You know, it'd be cool, but I doubt ever getting to that point where it's going to cause MLB to put something on delay or pause, or, you know, something like that. So with all that being said, the time that it's played is still the right, you know, the right time to be played. And, you know, I would argue, if you're still like, oh, you know, it's still meaningless or whatever the case is, Gavin Lux playing in the sixth inning of a spring training game is more meaningless than, you know, Edwin Diaz closing out a game versus Dominican Republic to advance to the next round of the World Baseball Classic. But again, it's just a matter, I guess, of how you feel. If you don't care about countries or, you know, World Baseball Classic or anything like that, and you're simply an MLB fan or a fan of an MLB team, then, you know, they might be meaningless and it might, you know, suck, or it sucks that a player on your team got hurt. And, you know, I try to think about it objectively in the sense of like, okay, if someone that plays for the Dodgers got legitimately hurt, you know, Freddie Freeman came out of the game, does have a hamstring issue, but it appears to be like a hopefully more precautionary than anything. And so I try to put myself in that boat, and I would be upset, mad, you know, whatever, frustrated with the situation, not necessarily with the tournament, you know, where if, you know, it'd be like, damn, like you got her like that, like that sucks, like, you know, or how can you get her like that, you know, but it wouldn't be like, oh man, the World Baseball Classic is should never happen, or, you know, she didn't let major league players play or whatever the case is. It'd be like, man, that sucks that this situation happened in general. You know, like I said, with Gavin Lux, sixth inning, spring training game, running the bait, like, you could have argued that he should have been out of the game at that point once you reached base, you know, because guys don't play full nine innings in spring games anyways. So, you know, these injuries happen, and would it have happened if the World Baseball Classic wasn't going on? Maybe not, but again, you can't say that for sure. And you have to play, like, the thing with, like, Edwin Diaz is, yes, he got hurt celebrating in the celebration, which is, you know, the bad part. But he was going to be playing meaningless baseball games the entire month of March anyways. He could have got hurt playing a meaningless game in spring training. And, you know, meaningless in the sense of it doesn't – when it comes down to, you know, standings or whatever – people want to talk about it, it didn't matter. So, unfortunate situation, but like I said, I there was a lot of hot takes and, you know, less participation and everything else. And, you know, Mookie Betts said last night that this is much better than getting four at bats in the backfield somewhere. And I don't know if he, at the time of that question, not sure if he was aware of Edwin Diaz's injury. I would imagine he might have been. But still, I mean, these guys care. Mike Trout cared enough to play in this World Baseball Classic, cared enough to recruit players to go play with them. Mookie Betts cared enough to go play. You know, Will Smith cared enough to go play. These guys don't have to play. And if it was meaningless, I don't know why they would go play if they didn't care, if they didn't have the pride in their country, or, you know, that's the main part of it. So, yeah, it sucks. And, you know, that's the way it goes. But I don't think it's indictment on the tournament. And, you know, obviously, yes, there's going to be some of you that are watching or listening to this, and you just don't care about the World Baseball Classic, and you care about only the Dodgers. Or if you're somehow a fan of another team, you only care about this team and how it affects you. And that's fine. You know, that's fine. That's normal. But, you know, I would recommend watching the game, especially these games coming up now. Where it's coming down to the finals. These guys are playing because they care about the country and playing for it. So, speaking of that, Julio Rodriguez did have a tough play in the game the other day, though, for Dominican. Julio Diaz, Team Mexico advanced. They will play Puerto Rico on Friday, I believe. USA is getting the Saturday game. So, that means Julio's in line to start. Team Mexico manager Benji Gil said that he will start, but that he will talk to the Dodgers in terms of any limitations. The World Baseball Classic limitations are 80 pitches for this round. So Julio, the most he could throw is 80 pitches anyways. I would imagine he's built up to 80 pitches, or at least very close to it. But again, we'll find out more of how many pitches are going to give him. But this is exciting in the sense of we get to see Julio against a team pretty much full of major leaguers in Puerto Rico, a team that's done very well in the World Baseball Classic in the past, a team that, you know, I can't say they care more than anyone else in this tournament, but that's very passionate. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how that start goes. I'm excited to watch him. You know, as a Dodger fan, excited to see how he performs against that kind of team. Excited as a Mexico fan because – you know, the Team Mexico starting pitching is kind of the great equalizer for them. They have a pretty good starting rotation. And now that pitch limits are increased from 65 to 80 and then 95 in the final game, you know, they could take advantage of them having better starting pitching than some of these other teams in the tournament. So that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for making Locked On Dodgers your first listen of the day every day. Make sure to check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball for your second listen. Those guys, I forget their names. Hold on. Matt and Dom are helping you with your fantasy drafts. So find Locked On Fantasy Baseball wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's also where you can find us on YouTube or wherever you find podcasts. If you search for Locked On Dodgers, which is also how you can find us on social media, Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at Snydog. I'm at Vince Samperio. DMs are open on all those accounts if you need to get a hold of us. You can also get a hold of us via email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com, or via voicemail text at 323-863-5625. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us when you get in your car or if you're at home. Take smart device, play podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.